Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Oh, man. Did I make a fool of myself not once but twice yesterday?
Oh, do tell.
And this, I feel, or at least I hope, is a rite of passage for parents with kids in sports. What had happened was, this past Saturday, too many kids were on spring break, so the Orioles couldn't play the Rockies.
The Little League Orioles? They're like, It's not even Little League, right?
It's T-ball.
T-ball.
Yeah, or as they call it, NYO, it's small ball. So it's a bunch of four-year-olds that just run around and pick their nose and pick their butts and pick the grass and don't really pay attention to the baseball game that's going on.
And it's adorable.
It's really stupid cute. So this past Saturday, Orioles didn't have enough kids because, again, they were on spring break. So we moved the game from Saturday to last night, Wednesday at 5 o'clock, which is awesome that we're doing a game at, 5 o'clock and 5 o'clock Atlanta traffic in a very busy section of town because there was nobody at the park yesterday. Anyway, so, get Jimmy up from his nap because...
I'm just thinking, would it have hurt just to skip the game? I mean, are the kids going to be like, or...
We made a commitment to the team.
You can't just skip the game?
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, the game. It's not like there's standings or anybody's keeping score. I mean, do we really need a makeup game for small ball?
I was thinking that when it was taking us 30 minutes to get to the park instead of 10. Yes, no. My husband is not particularly happy with me. Just to be blunt, he feels like this is a huge waste of time.
The small ball part of it or learning baseball or what?
The small ball. Like, he thinks Jimmy's too young to be doing this. He thinks we should have waited another year before we did this because he doesn't feel like they're like, anyway, whatever. Different story.
Is he enjoying it? Not Bart. Is Jimmy enjoying it?
I think so. He didn't want to go.
I think so. It's funny. It appears that way.
He really loves the dirt.
Yeah.
He didn't play in the dirt last night.
That's huge character growth for Jimmy.
Right? Hey, baby steps. But he just stood in the same spot the entire time.
When you think about it through a four-year-old's eyes, it's a tough sport, man. There's a lot of rules. There's a lot of just sitting around, which four-year-olds are not good at.
So we
are there actually positions, or do they just kind of stand in the field?
They just
everywhere?
Scatter them out. Okay. There's like eight kids in the infield, and there's like eight kids in the outfield, and sometimes parents have to come out there to get them to like actually stand up. One kid obviously did not have a nap because he was just rolling around in the grass, and the coach is like, "Stand up, get your hat on, stop throwing your hat."
The Braves should pitch Major League Baseball for this format so they can put 14 people out in the field by now.
It'd be more entertaining.
So listen, it's a 5 o'clock game and we have 5 o'clock practices and you notice the difference, the kids that have a nap and the kids that don't have a nap. So I was emphatic that Jimmy Jam had a nap after school yesterday, so he was refreshed for his game so he wouldn't lose his S, because that's what happens when you have a no nap Jimmy. So I get him up from his nap, tell him we have a baseball game to go to, and he's like, "I don't want to go." And I'm like, "But buddy, we made a commitment to the team. I don't want to go. I want to go downstairs. I want to watch my little TV." And I'm like, so I bribe him with a sucker because I'm a great parent. I get his uniform on and we're heading over there, right? So we're heading over to Chastain Park where the small ball field is. And again, what should have been a 10-minute ride takes 30 minutes because it's 5 o'clock Atlanta traffic. So we pull in, find a parking spot right next to the small ball field, which is great. I grab Jimmy's stuff, and, you know, throw the rest of his Chick-fil-A nuggets in the back seat. I'm like, come on, let's go. We literally have 2 minutes till the game starts, all right? So we're just, we're...
Yeah, and you don't want to start a game with 13 people in the outfield. So
you really need 14.
So there's a real rush to get out of the field. Yeah.
So I'm looking at the field, and there, you know, we're playing the Orioles, and I didn't see orange for the Orioles, but I did see purple for the Rockies, and I'm like, money. So we go down there. I walk. We go to the little tiny field. I walk into the dugout. I hang up my son's bat bag, and I'm looking around. And something feels off, but I can't quite figure it out. And there's Bart with my son because I hate being late. And so Bart and Jimmy were just, they were not hustling as coach tells them to do. They were just struggling. And I'm looking around. And again, I am in the dugout and I'm not recognizing anybody. And that's when my husband goes, Kristen. Not our team.
Oh, my God. No way.
One, these parents let a crazy woman walk into the dugout and hang up her kid's stuff. She didn't say anything. So I look at the kid's jersey, and sure enough, this is not small ball. This is a step up. Because Bart was like, man, I saw one kid. I'm like, Jesus, he's huge. He's an absolute unit for a four-year-old. And so, yeah, what happened was I didn't read the Game Changer app message.
Dang it.
We were not at the small ball field. We were actually supposed to be at the practice field at Sutton Middle School. So I have to sheepishly take my son's bag.
Pardon me?
Off of the gate. And I had to do the walk of shame out the dugout. And I pull up the Game Changer app. And my husband gives no F's. He's like, he is so over this. He's mad that Wayuka was closed and it took us 30 minutes to get over to the park. We are now at the wrong field. I was in the wrong dugout and didn't even notice. So then we mosey on over to the middle school. We park and we get in and we walk up literally. So the Rockies are batting and they let every kid bat. Like they let every kid bat. And this is how the league works. We walk up and they're like, all right, Jimmy, your last batter.
That's it. You're in.
That's it.
Just like he ain't gonna stretch.
No. So he goes up there and he bats and he gets a home run because he gets to run all the, because the last batter gets to run all the bases because all the kids get to run all the bases. And so, yeah, that was my first time. And the parents, there were multiple parents. Like, I walked up and Huddy's dad was like, you went to the wrong field, didn't you? And I was like, yeah. He goes, we've all done it.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.